T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A hot time at the Sedgwick County Commission meeting. We've got the story.
Online video gamers report hearing gunshots in Wichita killings. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. High pressure is on its way into the plains, and that means a very quiet weather pattern throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. Our forecast is coming up.
An East Wichita home was destroyed by fire early this morning. A neighbor noticed a house on fire near Christine and Gilbert. Called 911. Upon arrival, crews found flames coming from a single-story home. KSN spoke with Wichita Fire Captain Tyler Nolan.
Well, extended the line to the north side of the home and knocked the fire out from the exterior to prevent the flames from getting to the neighbor's home.
Fire extinguished in about a half hour. The homeowners were not at home at the time. There were no injuries reported. Investigators are trying to determine a cause for that fire. Sedgwick County Commission meeting became heated after Commissioner Richard Ranzau took issue with Commissioner Michael O'Donnell.
Commissioner O'Donnell is not somebody you can trust. He's being completely disingenuous, and he is lying.
Commissioner, we need to refrain from that sort of
dialogue. Now, listen to me. The public needs to know that you cannot believe a single thing that comes out of that man's voice, out of that man's mouth, okay? Every single decision you make, Commissioner O'Donnell, is politically motivated. Okay. And you will say and do anything it takes to make yourself look good. And I'm tired of it.
During discussion of the county health department and what data should be used to make decisions, Ranzau called O'Donnell a liar, accusing him of using his position as a commissioner to help his friends and campaign contributors. A Houston man playing video games in an online group says he and others heard the gunshots that hundreds of miles away killed a Wichita man and his mother this past weekend.
3 to 4 players, including one from Canada, were playing online Saturday night when one of them and his mother were shot. Among the players that evening was 23-year-old Cody Ha, who lived with his 62-year-old mother here in Wichita. Playing online from Houston was Ha's friend, Ashley Martinez, who says he and the other gamers heard popping noises so loud that it hurt his ears under the headphones. When they called Ha's number, all they could hear was his phone ringing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Nearly 10 months ago, police officer Brian Arterburn suffered multiple critical injuries during a hit-and-run incident while investigating a stolen vehicle suspect in South Wichita. Now, Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says another chapter in Officer Arterburn's recovery now begins.
Officer Brian Arterburn's returning home, and we wanted to welcome him back as a department and as a city. He's had a long, tough road, and he is a very brave and strong man. So we are glad that his recovery is continuing to the point where he can come home.
Since the incident in early February, Officer Arterburn has been receiving extensive treatment at medical facilities in Colorado and Texas. Officer Arterburn talked with reporters briefly after he arrived at the airport.
I miss home, I miss my children, I miss my family. It's so nice to be back. I'm ready to go back to work and serve the public.
More complaints of sexual harassment against former NBC star Matt Lauer.
After getting one complaint about inappropriate behavior by Today Show host Matt Lauer, NBC let him go. But now the network is saying they've gotten 2 new complaints. And trade publication Variety is reporting it's done a 2-month-long investigation and found multiple women complaining about Lauer. One saying she was called to his office only to find him with no pants on. Some producers say he'd quiz them about their sex lives. Meanwhile, viewers are reeling.
I'm totally shocked.
It's getting out of control. It's becoming a gender war.
It seems like it's everyone these days, unfortunately.
No response from Lauer yet, who's married with 3 kids. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Senate has voted to start debate on a Republican bill to overhaul the country's tax code. Senate now has 20 hours of debate before they can vote on the final bill. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren of Maryland says the bill is not fair to working Americans.
Since 1980, corporate profits have shot through the roof, while wages for working people have remained pretty much the same. And with corporate profits up and family incomes flat, who's paying the cost of running the government?
It's still not clear if the Republicans have enough votes to pass the bill. Police report a man was shot in West Wichita Tuesday night. Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened at the home of a 32-year-old woman in the 5000 block of West Newell.
She arrived home and noticed that someone had broken into her house and that she grabbed her shotgun out of her vehicle and walked to the front door when she observed a known 32-year-old male inside of the house. The suspect exited the residence and a physical struggle ensued. During the struggle, the suspect received one gunshot wound in the abdomen area.
That man is the woman's ex-boyfriend. After he was shot, he ran away, but police soon found him, and he was transported to a hospital. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this yesterday, the Butler Grizzlies and Wichita State women's basketball team both in action, and we'll have the results coming up in sports.
The annual list of popular baby names. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. 37 degrees now, kind of chilly out there. With a month to go in 2017, there have already been 420 traffic fatalities in Kansas this year. That's down just 9 from 2016. Jennifer Haw is with AAA Kansas.
We'd really like to remind people to slow down. That's not just monitoring the speed limit, but that's also slow down for situations. If you're on a dark road at night, you might need to lower that speed even more. If there's fog or rain or other things like that, adjusting your speed is one of the best ways to prevent tragedies.
Haw says it's easy to become distracted when the route is familiar. The U.S. Congress Office of Compliance says it's paid out over $17 million to settle claims against lawmakers since the 1990s. That's taxpayer money. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox News taxpayers should not be on the hook when a member of Congress misbehaves.
Any member of Congress ought to be personally liable for any case that he or she loses.
The money's been paid out to settle claims of sexual harassment, discrimination, and other cases. The annual list of most popular baby names is out.
The website Baby Center says Jackson is the top pick for boys for the fifth year in a row. Sophia tops for girls for the eighth year. Disney characters continue to give parents inspiration for baby girls, with Moana up 64% over last year. Belle rose 23% and Ariel up 22%. Another trend, sports figures. LeBron, as in James, up 64%, and Kevin, as in Durant, up 9%. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning. Jed, your name was not on that baby name list there.
I would.
Again.
Not surprised at all.
Again.
Yeah. Well, this morning we've got firefighters headed to the reports of a house fire now. This is Seneca and Pawnee. Firefighters are now saying that they're not finding much of anything there. Okay. So this isn't probably going to last all that long. But again, you might see a traffic slowdown there. Pawnee and Seneca, watch out. Might want to avoid that area for the next few minutes. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
You know what happens this time of year a lot? I've been doing this now, radio, for 47 years.
And sure.
One of the things you see is people, well, there'll be a steam vent when it gets cold like this or a little cool. 37 degrees.
Yeah.
And steam comes out, and people think it's smoke coming out of a building.
Yeah, so that's, I've seen that.
That happens from time to time. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures across south central Kansas are in the low 40s with high clouds, and with a clearing sky as high pressure builds in, we'll be around 51 at lunchtime, 56 later on this afternoon. It'll be clear and cooler tonight, our low 34, tomorrow's high 58. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
8:11 now, Steve and Ted, and partly cloudy, 37 degrees, got a north wind at 8 miles per hour. Prairie Fire Coffee, got mine going right there, Chad. And if you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
Apparently ours does.
Apparently so. I was just back by the coffee machine, and our manager, Jackie Wise, and our sales manager, Lisa Kreider, back there, we're having a high-level executive discussion right there at the coffee machine. Jackie was saying how she'd never really tasted the blueberry muffins back there, and Lisa was talking about the donuts.
High level discussion.
There, you know, and I happen to be eavesdropping on them. I guess I'm probably out of line to do that. 8:12 with Steve and Ted. The Air Force has fired the leader of the Thunderbirds flight demonstration team that experienced a crash at an Ohio air show. Air Force officials say Lieutenant Colonel Jason Hurd's firing was unrelated to the June mishap in Dayton that destroyed a $29 million fighter jet. Air Force says his commanding officer lost confidence in his leadership and risk management style. Wow. Hurd's commanding officer says it was a difficult decision, but ultimately one that is in the best interest of the team. Removal effective November 20th. Wonder what he was doing wrong that they'd lost. That's what they put it in the military. If they think you can't do it anymore, they've lost confidence in your ability.
Yeah.
Anybody ever told you that, Jad, other than...
Other than everyone?
I never have been told that. I've been told that someone was disappointed in me, someone who I didn't think had the right to tell me that.
Really?
And I found it deeply offensive. Deeply offensive. And to hear that from somebody who, if it was my dad, I would take it to heart. My mom, somebody like that, of course. But anyway, that's a different story.
See, I don't take anything like that from anybody. I just don't care.
You don't. You really don't. You really don't. And it's one of the great traits about Jad is he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a rat's you know what.
So, yeah. No.
Here's our stupid behavior. Okay, we got a couple of them for you this morning. Okay?
Sure do.
You know, amazing how dumb people can do things, and the dumb things they do. A Pennsylvania man suspected of firing a gun in a New York State mall crowded with holiday shoppers has been arraigned on reckless endangerment and assault charges. Michael Perez Rodriguez pleaded not guilty at his arraignment yesterday. Two people sustained minor injuries when the gun discharged at Galleria at Crystal Run in the Orange County town of Wallkill Sunday afternoon. Gunfire sent shoppers scurrying for safety. We can imagine. Created a complete panic. And here's the other thing. We talked about this earlier. I really didn't think about this earlier, Jab. But what about this? Someone's there with concealed carry, and they jump, and this guy could have been killed.
Yeah.
He was not thinking too well. Again, you got to be smarter than that. And in that situation, you know, crowded shopping mall.
Crowded shopping mall. People fleeing everywhere. Ugh.
Florida police officer who punched a drunken female football fan has been cleared of wrongdoing. Earlier this month, a video showed a University of Miami football fan slap an officer who then punches her in the head. Bridget Freitas was charged with felony battery on a police officer and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Now, the incident occurred as Miami-Dade police officer Douglas Ross and other officers tried to carry her out of the stands. According to a report provided yesterday to the Miami Herald, Ross's supervisors found the 18-year veteran's actions were within departmental rules. Now, Jad and I have taken a look at the video. We've gone to the video.
Yeah.
And she is on, she's being carried by several people. She's kicking. And all of a sudden, she just reaches out and slaps this big police officer, and I mean, his reaction was bam.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nanosecond. He just turned around and clobbered her.
Yeah, he did. And it was a haymaker.
Yeah,
I mean,
he let
just unloaded.
I got a feeling maybe this guy's a martial arts or a boxer, because his reaction was incredibly quick.
Yes, but she clearly slapped him beforehand.
She did.
She
asked for it, and she got it. One of our big stories this morning concerns a couple of our county commissioners getting into a verbal, one of them letting the other one have it verbally. Mr. Rounsow going after Commissioner O'Donnell. You've heard the sound this morning.
We have.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to play it again? We can. But I'll just say this. You want to play it, Jad?
I've got it.
Let's go ahead and play it one more time.
Commissioner O'Donnell is not somebody you can trust. He's being completely disingenuous, and he is lying.
Commissioner, we need to refrain from that sort of dialogue.
No, listen to me. The public needs to know that you cannot believe a single thing that comes out of that man's voice, out of that man's mouth, okay? Every single decision you make, Commissioner O'Donnell, is politically motivated. Okay. And you will say and do anything it takes to make yourself look good. And I'm tired of it.
Sounds like O'Donnell's trying to laugh it off and take it in good humor. Somebody's laughing there and saying, okay. But Fact is, nobody's ever spoken like that to me in public. I don't know what I would do, Chad. Have you thought about this? My reaction, I have to think I might be physical. That's one thing I would not like to be called is a liar.
That's true.
And that would probably trigger me. I might react like that police officer in Miami.
Then again, depending on who it was that was making the accusations towards me, I might just take the high road and say, it doesn't matter anything because it's coming from that guy.
Yeah, if that guy is bigger than you, you know.
Yeah, so.
And a bad person, sure.
Right.
Anyway, it's interesting, and we'll see what happens in the Sedgwick County Commission meetings now. Could be very interesting as we head into the holiday season.
I don't think we've probably heard the last of this.
You know,
I imagine we'll...
Probably a little more to this story coming up. We'll keep you posted on that. How about that? Coming up on 8:19 now with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And we got sports with Jad Chambers this morning. The Shocker women's basketball team, they're off to a pretty good start playing basketball last night, right?
Yeah, they did pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's see. They've got four players in double figures last night.
Right.
They got a 72-58 win over former Missouri Valley foe, Missouri State. This was all at Charles Koch Arena last night. Wichita State, they improved to 2-6. They really haven't got off to a great start on the season, but their last couple of games, they've really shown that they've got a pretty good team there at the Shockers do. Next up for the Shocker ladies, a Friday matinee game. It's against Western Illinois. Tip off at noon. It's the Shockers' annual Schoolhouse Rocks with the Shocks game. It's always a big draw.
The kids come out, right?
Kids come out. It's a lot of fun. And that'll be at Charles Koch Arena again. That will be at Charles Koch Arena on Friday. Tip off at noon in that game. The K-State men's basketball team had an early lead at home yesterday versus the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles, and they just kept hitting threes in the first half. This three-pointer after three-pointer, and then they kept up the offense in the second half. They held on for a 77-68 win over Oral Roberts. K-State now 6-1. The Cats prepare for their first true road game this weekend in Nashville versus the Vanderbilt Commodores. Tip off at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. It's K-State basketball. Butler Grizzlies hosting Independence yesterday. They did not get off to a great start in that game. The Indy Pirates led at the half 41-32. Butler kept chipping away, though. And, well, you heard that on 98.7 and 1330 last night. Dennis Higgins with the call. Butler down by four with just a minute left.
Into the front court is Torres. Torres drives to the lane, drops it off, and he lost the ball. Adams has it. Outlet pass goes to Criddle. Criddle in the front court. Pass goes left corner. Berry with a three on the way. Got it! Tevin Berry! Tevin Berry, who is the Grizzlies' best three-point shooter, buries a left-wing three.
And, Independence had the ball and a one-point lead at that point, but they hit all their free throws, and so they managed to hang on for a 72-70 win. Butler made a last-minute three there, but it was a little, not quite enough. 72-70 Independence. Butler drops to 4-5, 1-5 in conference play. They will attempt to snap a four-game losing streak Saturday at Dodge City. Pregame start at 2:45 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
All right, 8:21. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. And Sean's going to talk about CNN will not attend the White House Christmas party. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning.
And right now, let's check in and listen to A Minute with Mitch.
It's time for A Minute with Mitch as we take a moment to discuss football with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.